Insecurity. Police officers in Kisumu City gunned down one suspect and arrested two others following a sting operation to tame runaway crime in the area. The two, who sustained gunshot wounds, are being held by the police as investigations into criminal activities where unsuspecting members of the public are attacked by pangas and blunt objects continue. Kisumu County Commissioner, CC, Benson Lepamorejo said the arrest was a big milestone in addressing insecurity in the Lakeside City, adding that the operation will continue until all the suspects are nabbed and brought to book. Over the last 6 months, the number of attacks have increased tenfold, with some occurring as early as 6 p.m. where the suspects waylay people returning home from work. Lepamorejo said all security agents in the area have been put on high alert to ensure that the wave of insecurity is tamed. In some of the incidents, he said nothing was stolen from the victims, adding that police officers were actively investigating all the cases to crack the puzzle. It is not clear what the motive of the attacks is. Somebody just hits you from the back with a blunt object and nothing is stolen. This is something we are investigating. We don't know whether it is a cult or something else, he said. The war on criminal activities in the city and the neighborhoods, he said, will not stop calling on area residents to volunteer information to the police to aid in the arrest of more suspects. There is no room for criminals in this town. I am sending a warning to all of you to quit and relocate because we are coming for you, he said. Meanwhile, Kisumu City Manager Abala Wanga said the wanton attacks had reached an all-time high and something must be done urgently to reverse the tide. Wanga said even though police officers were doing everything possible to keep the city safe, a lot more needs to be done. Suspects arrested by the police, he added, were being released by the courts on small fines and bail, giving them a thick skin to continue with their illegal activities. In a span of 1 year, he said lives have been lost in the hands of criminals, adding that this cannot be allowed to continue. Those attacked by the criminals, he said, include Directorate of Criminal Investigations, DCI, officer who was stabbed to death at Riat area, a medical doctor, a Chinese investor, and Mama Mbogo, who was waylaid after selling vegetables at a local market. Wanga threatened to form a vigilante group to deal with the criminals if urgent measures are not taken to arrest the situation.